Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Rob Jollis, author of Why People Don't Believe You, Rob. Your website is jollis.com, right?
JOLLES.com, absolutely.
Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Well, you'll find an array of things. Actually, you'll find some information on me, but you'll also find something called a blarticle, something I'm very proud of.
A blarticle, yeah, of course.
Article, right? Yeah. I write it every 2 weeks. I'm coming up on my 10th anniversary of never missing a blarticle. So one's
good
coming out
you.
Tomorrow morning, and we'll keep going. That
right.
Helps. Yep.
Folks, you want to keep up with Rob's blarticle. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. So, folks, Rob is he's the top sales expert in the galaxy. And I'm only the number one in the planet, but he's top in the galaxy, across the galaxy. And whatever Rob says about selling, you want to follow that. You want to do it. Rob, help some of the folks that we've got in the audience who just might need a little bit of punching up, a little bit of shot in the arm. They might need a little fine tuning. What should they do to become better?
Thanks. Okay. Well, so now that we're not afraid of the word selling, let's talk about doing it the right way. Really, there's a couple things you've got to focus on. Obviously, our job is to get to the tougher questions. The reason why people are afraid is because they haven't earned the right to get there. So, one, got to create trust. And you know what? There's a process for trust. Remind yourself, you've got to ask those open questions, let the customer paint the picture, earn the right to get to the tougher questions. Then they're not coming from left field.
The gold actually, is in their head, isn't it?
Yeah.
The gold is in their head.
Absolutely. Yep. They've got the information. The problem is, but when we're not trained right, we want to just jump and go, well, hi, Jim, good talk to you. What's your problem? And that's not the way we sell.
Yeah.
First, we're going to find out, let Jim tell us about himself. And I don't mean, you know, what ball game he went to. I just want to hear what about his business, what he's doing is the reason why we're talking, and then pick my spots to go deeper. I think if I took 10 years at Xerox and put it in one sentence, I think what we learned was when a customer says, ow, you're on a conversation because the customer has an issue. Don't solve it for them. Let them talk about it more. Go deeper. And we call that developing growth.
And the best information, if you want to beat your competition, because they're not going to do this, ask them about their customers. What are you doing to help your customers? If you do that, I can't tell you how much of a higher elevation you'll be on, and you'll get better stuff. You'll get more gold there. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know that's the whole idea here. The whole idea is you have to earn the right to go deeper into these conversations. But when you do, you stop becoming a vendor, which I think should be a four-letter word, and you start becoming that trusted business advisor. And that's when small businesses will realize that in the absence of value, price is always the most important criteria. But if you want to sell against price, try going deeper in your conversations. That's what people want. And believe me, price will be there, but it's going to move itself down the line. If you look like every other vendor and you sound like every other vendor, then, of course, I'm going to make my decision based on price.
Mm-hmm.
But that's actually one of the best ways of dealing with price and lack of commitment. Go deeper in the conversation. Study the problem.
Well, there's no question about it. And if you do, and here's the thing, Rob. I'm convinced that today, when you and I both know that high-quality selling skills are becoming kind of a lost art out there. If you do some of these things that you're talking about, if people do these things, you're not only going to get better information, people are going to see that you're the real deal. You really are a problem solver. You really are asking questions that I care about and dare I say, even more relevant to me, they're going to say to themselves. without saying that word, they're going to feel relevance. And the biggest relevance is what you said in the beginning, trust.
Yep. You create trust, and again, that's listening, asking open questions, and laying off the problem. Obviously, we're there to solve a problem. It's not going to go away. Don't worry. Earn the right to get there, and when you get there, go deeper. Jim, that 10 years of Xerox that I learned.
Yep.
Truly.
Absolutely. Hey, Rob, it's always a pleasure having you here. Good job today. Come back soon.
I sure will. Thanks, Jim.
Jolles.com, J-O-L-L-E-S.com. The Blarticle, folks, he actually registered, he coined that term and registered that word. The Blarticle, there's no one, nothing else like it in the world. Be sure to go to his website and subscribe to his Blarticle. Rob Jolles, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to take a quick break. Before I go, I want to remind you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.